listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing great. We are back at our table.
Yes, we are. Here we are at our table.
It's kind of a tiny table, though, our little studio table.
It is a tiny table. Maybe someday we'll get a bigger table.
Yeah, maybe someday we can tablescape our studio table. Knowing us, that's something we'd do.
And put a charcuterie board on there every time.
I wouldn't mind that.
Not me either. Anyway.
So you want to tell everybody what we're talking about today?
Yeah, hello to our listeners. We thought we would just kind of come to you today and just chat with you a little bit about who the heck we are, why we're doing what we're doing, and kind of the purpose behind it. This is our 8th episode, and we've not really kind of, I mean, we have introduced ourselves, but I don't know, maybe just give a little bit more insight.
Yeah, we've had some questions from listeners. People would like to know some things about us. And I know one thing that several people have asked me, and that is, what is Gormanburg? What's Gorman? Where did that come from? A lot of people don't know that word.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not talking about people who, you know, I mean, they're like very intelligent people that are asking this question.
Yeah. So it comes from, it derives from gourmand, which is a person who likes to eat a lot or eats fine food.
And if you know us, you know that that defines us pretty well.
Right. And so one of the things, when Jen and I first started talking about this, one of the things that I really wanted to do was, obviously, it needed to have something to do with a reflection of food in some way. And also to reflect the wonderful city that we live in,
which is the Berg.
So we kind of just ran it all together into Gormanburg Girls for alliteration purposes. We're GG. So anyway, that's where the name comes from.
Yes. Yeah. So good. That answers that question.
And it's long. So I'm really sorry about that too, because when I really feel bad whenever Jen and I are giving our email address, or at least if you're looking us up on Instagram, you only have to type in Gormanburg. You can drop girls off of it, but
yeah,
it is long.
Well, we were at a conference the other day, and a lady asked us, you know, very nice woman, and she wanted to follow us, and she asked us, and we told her, and then she just handed us over a notebook.
Can you write it down? Yeah.
write it down for me, please.
Yeah. And she said, oh, yeah. You know, it reminds me a little bit of when I first met my husband. So my last name is La Liberty, but people say it very quickly. And I thought it was, for the longest time, I think even when we had gone on our first date, I thought his last name was Ma Liberty, not L-A, Ma Liberty. That's a weird name, Ma Liberty. I don't know if I like that.
You know what's funny? I've never heard this story before.
No?
We've never talked about this before.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Even I'm learning something.
You're learning something. I am 16 years in, and you just learned that I thought my husband's name was Maliberty. Anyway.
That's what I'm going to start calling him. Maliberty.
Maliberty. He's Maliberty. Yeah. Anyway.
My GPS calls
Maliberty.
Lalibert.
Yeah.
Laliberty.
Yeah.
Call Star Laliberty.
Yeah. I get all kinds of things.
Anyway, who are we?
Who the heck are we? Why are we doing this? What the heck are we doing? So kind of started a little bit as a, like, just kind of a social experiment, really, without getting it like too in depth into it. We have other foodie friends. I have one friend in particular that's connected to a lot of foodies in like the New York City kind of area. And we thought, like, what would this be like to kind of do the same thing in Pittsburgh? We were doing it all of the time anyway.
Yeah.
So we're in-home entertainers. We love to have parties. I kind of do things for people in that area anyway. And so we were always doing it. And people would call us and ask us questions, you know, well, what's a good place to go out to eat? You guys go out to eat a lot. Or, you know, what should I make with this? I'm having people over for dinner, or send us pictures. Do you think that this looks good on the table? Or could you tell me what to do? So they were, it was things that we were doing anyway. So we thought, let's kind of put it out there on Instagram as a designated page. Like it was not our, like you have your Instagram, I have my Instagram. We decided to do this one together as a, here, we're going to share all of our food, kind of entertaining things all in one place.
Yeah. Well, I think at the beginning you called it a social experiment.
Yeah.
Right?
It like, was like a social experiment. Like,
let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
We had no idea that we were going to start, you know, doing as many things and meeting as many fun people.
Oh my gosh. It has been so,
so much quickly
fun.
Too. Mm-hmm. Like very quickly.
Yeah. It has been very quick. And what a community of people we have here in Pittsburgh, foodies, like food lovers, people that are just, you know, doing similar things. Everybody has a little bit of their own kind of spin on what they do, but my goodness, wonderful people who love to eat.
Yeah. So what's our spin? I think that's probably what we should tell people. Like, how are we unique? Why are we doing this exactly?
So I think Jen and I both agree that what we're coming to you with is this whole idea that we spend so much time together around a table. We spend time, eating dinner together or celebrating a birthday together or enjoying the holidays together. We do a lot together as best friends. And we live in a day and age where really a lot of that has fallen by the wayside. People are so busy that they forget to take time and just enjoy each other. And food is a medium for that. Mm-hmm. For bringing people together and celebrate life and enjoy one another's company, and even trying to, in busy families, bring your family together around the table. It's why we say welcome to our table. We want you to feel as though you are part of what we are doing when we sit down together. And when we share with you, this is what we're eating, or this is what we ate, or you guys should try this place because it's a lot of fun, or check this place out. Like they have really good, you know, the great vibe, good food, or look what we're doing at home. You guys can do this too, or share with us what you're doing. Our thing too isn't just that we want to bring to you, the listener, here's what we did, look what we did, you know, here's what we ate, but we want to have a conversation with you. We want you to come back to us and say, you know what, I took your recommendation. I went there. I enjoyed that. Or, hey, I know you girls like crab cakes. You guys like nachos. You guys, these are some things that you guys really like. You should try, or have you ever tried such and such a place? Like, we'd love to hear what you have to say too. But what we do here at our studio table, when we say welcome to our table, really is that we want you to feel like you are right here at the table with us. And this is our 8th episode. We've been doing this every week for 8 weeks now.
Yeah.
But we're still learning how to capture that as well. Like, we feel very comfortable with each other because we've been very close for a long time. We want you to feel comfortable too, and want you to be a part of our community.
Right. This is such a busy society, and so many people are working through lunch, working through dinner, working overtime. They're not able to make it home in time. We both grew up with families who ate around the table every single night. And I know that's not a reality for many people now, and probably wasn't even a reality for a lot of people back then when we were growing up. I remember, I laugh because my family would take me to McDonald's as a reward, like after the dentist. And meanwhile, you can't eat after you go to the dentist. Like, what?
What kind of reward is this?
What in the world?
To order? Yeah.
Or after I've had like anesthesia at the dentist. I remember, I think I like vomited in a McDonald's once. I'm sorry. I hope you're not eating right now as you're listening to this. But even saying about the social media, like you said, not putting it out there because look what we did, look what we did. So much of social media is interpreted as bragging. And some of it even is bragging, you know, or painting a false picture of life. And what we want to do is paint an honest picture of this is what we're doing. We're having fun doing this. We want you to be a part of the things that we do. We want to tell you where to go and, you know, offer you opportunity to go places and to do fun things. And
can I interject while you're saying that too? Because I really feel like we have found that same approach in the foodie community in Pittsburgh. Like all of the people that we have met, it is the same kind of thing. It's just people that love to try new things and go out and eat things. Yeah, people, these are, if you're following other foodies on Instagram or you're, you know, getting newsletters from different people that are foodies, like you're subscribing to different things, or you're taking these recommendations. What we have found is that all of these people that we're meeting, it really is, it's a very wonderful community of people that just want to share with you, like, hey guys, this tastes really good, or we want you to try it too.
Right. Know? Yeah. Yeah. And I think that what we're trying to capture above and, you know, beyond all of that is the people that you're with and the conversations that are happening around the table and what food as a medium does to solidify relationships and give people an opportunity to feel friendship, what that is. There are a lot of lonely people in the world, a lot of people disagreeing in the world right now, especially in this country. And I think to have something fun to look forward to have some friends over and put out a cheese board and learn to make a great cheese board and do those kind of things, it just adds just a little bit of sparkle, we'll say, to life.
It's the glitter.
It's the glitter.
In life, glitter makes everything better. Yeah, I would agree with that. That is definitely, it's a thing that people, it makes people feel too more comfortable. Like there's less awkward moments when you have a medium that is relatable to everyone. You know, so if you can sit around the table and even if when it's people that you maybe don't know as well as Jen and I know each other, but maybe you're inviting somebody in new to your table or, you know, whatever the case may be, that food helps to kind of break the ice sometimes, even in conversation.
Yeah.
You know, because it's something that's relatable to everyone. Like everybody eats.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think back from years and years of, you know, when we used to live in California and meeting new people, for me, one of the first things I would say, you know, you're meeting friends, hey, you should come over for dinner. And that's where friendships begin. I remember having you and Scott over for dinner. At the very beginning with the kids. And that's what, you know, kind of kicked off our friendship and started us to be able to become close. And then you learn things about each other around that meal. And that leads to another meal and another meal. And that friendship grows and grows.
Right. So what you'll expect to hear from us, and it might not be the same every single time on our podcast, but as we come to you and just discuss these things with you, one day, like one week, it might be that we're talking to you about where we ate this past weekend. And then maybe we're going to talk to you about a big party that we're planning next week on the next episode, you know, or here's some great things that we ate while we were on vacation. Let's talk a little bit about our vacation. It's all going to be centered around food, but
yeah, and meant to give you ideas.
Yeah.
And because, hopefully to be an encouragement of, you know, getting together and enjoying life.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's that whole welcome to our table. Enjoy with us. Enjoy conversation. Enjoy food. Enjoy this wonderful city that we live in, this wonderful world that we live in. There are a lot of things, like Jen said, there are a lot of things that people disagree on. There's a lot. I mean, but there's just, we need to just really sometimes come together and enjoy a meal and not discuss any of this outside stuff. Let food be the medium for just good conversation, kind conversation.
Yes. Good, kind,
clean
conversation.
Clean, filling, carbohydrate-induced conversation.
Yum. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So is there any question we want to ask? I was thinking about this with Valentine's coming up, and I know that we're going to be podcasting about planning a Valentine's party. And
because we'll be going over the top again.
Oh,
so
man.
If you guys.
We're going to talk about this very soon.
Yeah. If you followed us for Jen's winter ball birthday celebration, you know, we went a little bit over the top.
We're going to
look out. Yeah, we're going to do it again.
We are. But I want to know what other people are doing for Valentine's Day. Are they going out to dinner? Where are they going? Are they planning a party? What are they having? I think it would be fun to know that and talk about that a little bit. Are the responses when we do our Valentine's podcast.
And then so to tag on to that, because some people don't have a significant other that they are spending their Valentine's Day with, one thing that has become super popular, and guys, I don't know what you do if there's a guy form of Valentine's Day, but what about Galentine's Day? Yeah. I mean, because
it's
something
you were going to say.
Yeah, because it's something that we celebrate sometimes with our girlfriends around Valentine's Day.
And we have significant others.
And we have, and we're married.
We're doing it anyway.
So what do some people do for that? What are some suggestions for that? You know?
Yeah. Do you remember when our boys were in high school? Our boys grew up very close and they're close in age. And they all, none of them had girlfriends, I think, at one point. And so they all went out to like Olive Garden or something like that for dinner.
That had
Applebee's.
Was it Applebee's? I think it was Applebee's because they had like half price apps or something.
Something like that. They all got together and they did. I wonder if they had a name for it. They're pretty clever, those kids. They probably did. We'll have to ask
them. Right. Yeah. So that's a good question. So we posed that question to you. We like this whole idea of posing questions to you. We posed a question last week on our podcast. And so I want to just ask it again because we're getting responses. People are messaging us, giving us their ideas. But we had asked, for those of you who have not listened to that episode yet, we asked, give us one dish, one drink to go out and have, maybe go to 4 or 5 different restaurants. And if you have restaurant suggestions to do that as well. I don't want to say what any of the things are that are coming in because I would like other people to give us their kind of like, well, this is something that would be really fun. We've got some good ones.
Really good.
Yeah.
So far, I'm super excited about this night.
So keep sending us your messages. Thank you so much. We so appreciate that you are responding to us because that is a part, like we said earlier in this podcast, that is such a part of us, of what we're doing here, a part of what we want to hear from you is that's how you can converse with us, like answer our questions, send us email. Message us on Instagram, whatever. If you see us out, come up to us. Tell us, like, if you recognize it, come talk to us. Tell us what you think. Give us a suggestion. We love that. That's great.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It is.
I love meeting new people.
Yeah.
It's great.
We love people and we love food.
And that's why we're doing this.
And that's why we're doing this. Yeah.
So how can they reach us, Star?
Well, they can follow us on Instagram at Gormandburg, GOURMANDBURGH, or email us. My email is star, at GormandburgGirls, GOURMANDBURGHGIRLS. I think I spelled that right.
.com. And I am Jen at GormandburgGirls.com. And if you would be so kind to look us up on iTunes, subscribe to us, rate us, review us, help other people find us, we would really, really appreciate that. Or anywhere you listen to podcasts, you'll find us there.
Yes, you will.
And we want you to find us.
We do.
Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.